This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And it is that time of month again. Last Saturday of the month, where we always love to invite Paula Gilberto in. And Paula is actually the president and CEO of United Way Central in Northeastern Connecticut. And a lot of things are going on, and Paula's always keeping us up to speed on a monthly basis. And Annie, who's with her and kind of coordinates things behind the scenes, brings me up to speed a little bit beforehand. And we usually get on the phone and jam a little bit on Friday afternoon. And she was telling me that a lot of stuff's happening in the homelessness world, and that Paula's here to talk about how COVID has affected that. So let's say good morning to Paula Gilberto. Good morning, Paula.
Hey, good morning, Steve. It's so great to be on the phone with you since we can't be in person.
Yes, but we did get together in person a couple of weeks back, and we'll talk about that when we get into talking about VITA in just a little bit. That was a hoot. The look on your face was worth it. Okay. Okay. So what's going on? You know, with COVID, I know there's been concerns all along, and one of the things has been about, you know, fortunately there has been some sort of moratorium as far as what's going on with holding on to some of the folks holding on to, you know, rents and stuff and being able to stay in their homes. But once that changes in April, we don't know what's going to go on, and there may be more homelessness. So what is going on with COVID right now in this area?
Sure. So as you said, Steve, you know, there is an eviction moratorium that is in place through to April 30th. It has been extended a few times during the course of the pandemic. We don't know whether it's going to be extended beyond April 30th. And I think what's important for people to know is that this is just deferring payment. It's not a forgiveness. And so what we're anticipating is that people have been struggling throughout the pandemic financially. They may not necessarily have been able to have saved the money that they would have put towards rent. And so we're very concerned about what may happen and if we will see an increase in people being evicted and consequently looking for emergency shelter. And, you know, I was listening to the news just prior to the show, and one of the news items that TIC aired had to do with, in the state, this movement to increasing affordable housing. So the positive story is, over the last 5 years, we've seen a steady decrease in the number of people who are homeless. And that's because United Way and other partners, thanks to donors, have been able to help people from slipping into homelessness. And we help them by providing rent assistance, utility assistance, all of those kinds of things that help people to get by while they get on their feet financially versus foregoing all of that, being evicted, being homeless. But then once people are homeless, it's really important to give them the kinds of services that they need, counseling services, connection to jobs, and what you want to do is to move them out of those emergency shelters as quickly as possible into affordable housing. And what the news item noted is that we need to increase affordable housing so that people have a place to go from the shelter into a safe home where you would want to live and raise your family. You know, I know that we've talked an awful lot about 211, and just encourage people, if they're in a jam, please call 211 for services. But over the course of the year, there's been a 37% increase in the number of people that have called 211 seeking housing assistance, shelters, rent, and mortgage assistance. And that's pretty significant, you know, all in all. There's also been an increase, Steve, of 530% over the course of 1 year of people calling 211 because they need help with the most basics, right? Food, housing, healthcare. So very important that we continue to pay attention to this, help people from slipping into homelessness, and if they do, and this also includes, by the way, you know, individuals, moms, families moms with kids that are going into shelters because they're victims of domestic violence. So we got a lot of work to do, but yeah. we have great, generous donors and leaders that are willing to work with us to help make change.
Beautiful. Okay, well, we're on the line right now with Paula Gilberto, and normally Paula's in the studio with us, but with all the stuff that's been going on with COVID, we've been forced to be separated for a little while. But Paula is our president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. We're talking a little bit about the homeless situation in Hartford and how COVID has affected. And actually, I caught up with the Hartford Police Department and a gentleman over there we hope to have on, a police officer that helps the homeless a lot. And the different levels of homelessness that are going on now because of the pandemic. So we'll continue that conversation with Paula Gilberto, but we need to take a quick break.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And thank you, Mr. Announcer. We are back with Paula Gilberto, the president and CEO, United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And again, we just want to remind people, if you do need any help at all, especially with what's going on with COVID-19 and you're in a situation where you're not sure if you could be able to catch up on your rent that they've been putting off for a while, you need any help at all, go to 211. Paula, is there anything else about homelessness that we need to remind people of before we check out a couple of other things going on with the United Way?
Well, yeah, thank you, Steve. What I do want to hold up is that these are situations that we can do something about, and it's thanks to individuals, companies that donate directly to United Way, that work with us and our community partners. We have a very comprehensive approach in terms of our partners, where one may be providing food, another partner specialty may be housing the homeless, and another partner may be all about helping people to get jobs and to progress in jobs. So the value of that one donation to United Way is not only are you helping many, but we're doing it in a coordinated fashion. The solution isn't necessarily building more shelters for the homeless. It's about helping people to be in stable housing and to be able to sustain themselves. And that's what we're about. And we're also about, being that partner to people and to companies that want to get good things done in the community. So I would love to tell this phenomenal success story, if I may.
Sure.
With respect to that. So United Way's mission is to bring together the people, the organization, and the resources that focus not only on the short term, but also longer term solutions, and all in the interest of the well-being for children and families. And just want to give a shout out to a colleague, Ed Kindlin from Cone Resnick. A couple of years ago, Ed called. He had been to a fundraising breakfast in Boston that was sponsored by United Way of Massachusetts Bay. And it brought together the commercial real estate and building industry companies. They rallied together to honor one of their own, but most importantly, to raise dollars to help alleviate homelessness. And he asked if our United Way would partner with his industry to do something similar. Ed also brought together additional leaders. And again, I just want to give a shout out not only to Ed, but to Mark Vassington of First American Title Insurance Company and Dave Soule of Smith Brothers. They served as tri-chairs for the first ever Building Foundations breakfast. And it was presented by Landmark Partners as the core sponsor. This one event, which just happened a few weeks ago, brought together many of the commercial real estate and building industry companies that said, let's get together, let's raise the dollars so that we can do something meaningful to help people from slipping into homelessness, and if they are there, to move them into stable housing. They did this because they brought together an incredible group of volunteer leaders. Mike Riccio, Mark Duclos, Nando Perrette, Dave Ingram, Brian Zellman, Nikki Cavano-Deagle, just an unbelievable steering committee. And here's the thing, Steve, right? 71 companies all sponsored this event. We had well over 200 people dial in to a virtual one-hour event, and we raised more than $300,000, all going to helping children, families from slipping into homelessness to secure stable housing. The other critical thing about this breakfast is that it was done in honor of Jeff Deagle. Jeff passed away a few years ago, and Jeff is from, or was from, the commercial real estate building industry sector, and beloved by his colleagues. And Jeff also was instrumental in starting Covenant Prep, a school in Hartford, for boys. And so some of these proceeds are going to help those students, you know, providing the resources, the scholarship for a few years there. But again, the critical thing that I want our listeners to take away from is that this is exactly what our United Way is doing with individuals and companies. Let's get together. Let's join forces. Let's raise the dollars that are needed and the awareness that's needed to help take care of conditions that people are facing now more than ever.
I tell you, $300,000 on a virtual event. This is, God bless all of you for really jumping in and making such a difference. This is awesome. All right, now, Paula, you and I got together face to face after a year and over the City Hall in Hartford and talked a little bit about VITA. Tell us what's happening up with that. Was a great press conference. What's going on with VITA?
Right. So VITA is an acronym. It stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. We do this on an annual basis and have been doing it for several years. This program actually was started decades ago, joint venture with the IRS and the federal government, all with the intent of ensuring that lower wage earners, and I want to put the emphasis on earners, these are individuals who are working hard, but their wages aren't necessarily as great as others who may be able to go to a paid tax preparer, as an example. So in this case with VITA, Connecticut taxpayers whose household income is up to $57,000 can get free qualified tax preparation service by volunteers that we recruit, that are trained, that then take a test and are certified by the IRS to help people with their state and federal income taxes. A critical thing about this, Steve, is that oftentimes people aren't aware that they're eligible for the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, and other forms of credits and refunds. So we had a press conference at City Hall. Hartford is a core community, but this service is available in communities across the state. Right now, primarily virtually. So you can do all of this online. You get connected with a volunteer who is going to be doing your taxes. If, however, a person is comfortable doing their taxes themselves for very simple returns, they can do that through a free online program that we make available called My Free Taxes. And there's no income eligibility on that. So if people want to know, you know, how to do either, right, one of the best things to do is to call 211. And when you call 211, there will be some prompts so that you get connected to a specialist who is going to schedule, you know, the virtual appointment for you. You can also go to unitedwayinc.org/myrefund and find information there as well.
Well, I tell you, Paula, it is amazing how you guys keep going so strong during all of this time period. Mm-hmm. And the fact that so many people are just coming out and still volunteering and still making their donations. And, you know, I mean, it is 211, no matter what it comes down to. But being able to get help, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've taken a lot of hits in the last, since the pandemic, forget it. Because, you know, I do a lot of work outside of here as far as different kinds. You know, I'm in the business of marketing and stuff. And we have been, you know, really been hit hard because you've got two kinds of businesses, the ones that could go out any minute and the other categories that can't handle any more, you know, customers. So, you know, we're stuck in the middle of that, too. And it is tough to make ends meet. And I will say that people that I've spoken to have been very understanding. And I appreciate everything they're doing out there, especially, you know, some of the friends that have stayed friends. Without, I don't have to pay my friends anymore, Paul. It's great. I don't have to give them any money. They're still my friends. Right. All right. Well, now I understand, and I'm going to let you go because we're going to have to get out of here. A quick heads up: the annual meeting's coming up. Looks like that's going to be virtual also in April.
Yes, April 6th. Our annual meeting is going to be virtual. We have information on our website, so individuals can RSVP. At the annual meeting, we bestow the highest United Way honor. It's called the Community Service Award. Last year, the intention was to honor Bob Ledoux, who retired as president and CEO of Pratt & Whitney. Given the pandemic, we deferred that. So we have some unfinished business, and that's honoring Bob Ledoux as last year's Community Service Award recipient. This year's award recipients are actually an incredible threesome. It's Trinity Health of New England, St. Francis Hospital, Hartford Healthcare, Hartford Hospital, and Connecticut Children's Hospital. And we're doing this because they've been on the front line of the pandemic. And while they've been responding on the front line during the pandemic, they also continue to partner with United Way on public health education campaigns. How do we reduce the spread of the virus, the importance of the flu vaccine and immunizations, and now the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Also, they never took their eye off of the importance of early literacy. And there are partners in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which we've talked about on other shows.
All right. Now, listen, Paula, they're giving me the cut sign because news is standing by. So if people want more information, you can go to 211. And I want to thank you so much, Paula. We'll see you again at the end of next month, okay?
Take care, Steve. Thank you.
I love you, Dal. Please give my best to the family. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.